Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a second mass kidnapping within a week in Afghanistan. Afghan provincial officials say the Taliban Wednesday abducted at least 17 bus passengers in the north of the country. A government spokesman says residents of the Balkhab district were traveling to the capital of Saripul province when the Taliban kidnapped them. The spokesman said tribal elders are negotiating their release. The U.S. State Department says global terrorism is a threat. It's becoming increasingly centralized, with groups such as Islamic State spreading its reach into regions including Southeast Asia, Russia's North Caucasus, and Africa. It released its annual report on terrorism. While al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, and al-Shabaab continue to launch destabilizing attacks, the department says IS remained the greatest threat globally last year, with a formidable force in Syria and Iraq. Three of the gunmen who attacked a Mogadishu hotel Wednesday were killed today in a shootout with authorities. A fourth attacker was killed the day before. Security forces rescued 57 hostages being held by the gunmen at the Ambassador Hotel. The death toll in the incident has been put at 24. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted the hotel because it is used by Somali government officials. Efforts to get aid of the victims of Syria's civil war are being hampered by the Syrian government. The regime of President Bashar al-Assad has yet to agree on a broad opening of certain areas to humanitarian convoys, and the government is also continuing a siege on regions held by opposition groups. This is VOA News. German lawmakers voted overwhelmingly Thursday to recognize the World War I-era killing of Armenians by Ottoman Turks as genocide. But Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the action will have a serious impact on relations between Turkey and Germany. He recalled Turkey's ambassador to Germany for consultations. The United Nations is appealing to the international community to come to the aid of millions of civilians in Yemen. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN coordinator for Yemen, Jamie McGoldrick, calls Yemen an invisible crisis, a war waged in the shadows of the war being fought in nearby Syria.
The scale of the emergency is tremendous. The scale of the needs is massive.
McGoldrick says it appears as though the fighting in Yemen has gone down since UN-mediated peace negotiations started a few weeks ago. Nevertheless, he says, conditions continue to deteriorate because people have to contend with the country's shattered infrastructure and broken economy. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton delivered a major policy speech in San Diego, California today. Clinton portrayed Republican rival Donald Trump as dangerous and unqualified for the presidency.
It's a choice between a fearful America that's less secure and less engaged with the world, and a strong, confident America that leads to keep our country safe and our economy growing.
In anticipation of the address, Trump attacked Clinton on Twitter, calling her crooked Hillary Clinton and saying she totally misrepresents his positions. A new public opinion poll indicates American voters do not believe presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump will succeed in his plan to build a wall along the Mexican border, and they don't think likely Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton will curb secret money in politics or restrict the power of Wall Street. When it comes to the job Republicans and Democrats are doing in Congress, voters give both of them a negative review. Members of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries failed Thursday to reach an agreement to curb oil production. They have been trying to find a way to reduce production in an effort to boost prices. The OPEC meeting in Vienna came after a couple of years of falling oil prices that have hurt energy companies and oil exporting nations. The former student who killed an engineering professor and then shot himself to death in Los Angeles Wednesday has been linked to another murder in Minnesota. Police say the search of Manek Sarkar's house in Minnesota found a kill list that named three targets, including an unidentified woman later found dead.
That's the latest world news from VOA.